learned last week, Parsha, Yoko Melech Chodosh, Mitzrayim, Asher Lo Yoda Es Yosef. So Rashi has Shver, Asher Lo Yoda Es Yosef. He didn't know the history. He didn't know Yosef. He becomes the king. He doesn't learn history. They don't teach him history. Melech Chodosh Asher Lo Yoda Es Yosef. Zogt Rashi, also, so that's a different shot, also Atzmoi Kemishe Lo Hikir. He pretended that he never knew Yosef. So what is the pshat? He pretended that he didn't know Yosef. Why he had to pretend that he didn't know Yosef? He knows Yosef. But even so, he decides to kill the Yidden. When this Melech killed the Yiddish kings, he took baths full with blood of Jewish kids. He put the kids inside the walls. He did a lot. Why he has to pretend that he didn't know Yosef? So one pshat you could say, by a goy, he could be a retzeach, could be a bad person. But not to have a kohos hatov, that is like the lowest by them. A goy doesn't care to be a retzeach, to be a rosha, but not to have a kohos hatov. We see when Yosef sent Menashe to run after the Achim, that he stole the Becher, the Gavia. So he tells them, when he finds the Gavia, Shilamtem ro tachastoivo, you took the Becher. And if it's not Shilamtem, and if Yosef was not nice to them, you stole from the king, and they kill you. Someone is not makritoiv, you don't kill him. Someone steals from the king, you kill him. So he chases them, he says, Shlachtim, Yosef was so nice to you, how you did it? That is the problem? So we're not nice people. Well, we stole from the king. So we see where they're going, it's something that is worse, not to have a cause at all. Yeah, it's one trick. Here's the word where Baruch Finkel, he said, a big yisoid. The teva of a person is that he has to be makir toiv. A human being cannot be not makir toiv. It's a teva. A person is makir toiv. Someone did a favor for him. He cannot be makir toiv. He can't be not makir toiv. That is the metzias. So how a person is not makir toiv? We call it kofri toiv. He covers it. He takes a dish. Koifol over sakli. A moitzeh chometz v'pesach. Koifol over sakli. Koifim is a kli al beitzim, miyomte. Koifim is a kli lifnei atar you koifim the kofi toivim. He covers it, not to remember the faith. We call it, in our language, selective memory. He doesn't want, the melech chodosh did not want to be makir toiv. The only way he could deal with it would not be makir toiv. Also atzmoi kemisha einoi makir. Also atzmoi kemisha einoi makir. Because if he's makir, he can't. He can't deal with it. So he has to pay back. He can't do bad to the yid. So the way that he could deal with it is when he's kofal of his akli, when he decides not to be makir toiv, that is the way a person could deal with not paying back. The way a person could deal with not paying back is only one way: to cover it, to deny it. So the Melech Chodosh had to pretend that he doesn't know Yosef. I want to explain a little bit. Chazal say, "Hakoifer betoivosei shel chaveiroi, koifer betoivosei shel moch." Why? Why a person is koifer betoivosei shel chaveiroi? Again, it's not one human being that is not a makir toiv. It's engraved in the teva of every person. So the way a person is not makir toiv, he covers it. So once I was busy with a group, and someone wanted to do kiyuv. So he's in charge of a group of teenagers, off the derech. So these kids, they hate the parents, they want to kill the parents. I'm sure you have some friends like that, yeah? That guy, you know, where he gets his cigarettes is from the gas station. The guy at the gas station gives him cigarettes for free, maybe gives him a sandwich. This guy, for the guy at the gas station, he will kill his life. If someone will come to steal, he will fight him to do everything. What the guy gave him? 20 cigarette packs? You know how much his father gave him? What? Okay, he's also angry about his father. Why his father he hates? He's angry. And here he's left. The answer is a person is makir toiv. This guy at the gas station helped him. He's makir toiv. His world is very small. His life is crash. In his little circle, he only focuses on this guy helping him. So that guy had a shittas, not now, how to get back the parents to manage to give him that little thing and to bring back the kid. I never say it to young guys, if one day you have to use it for them, and they will not know how we use it. So I'm not telling you the secret. Until you get 30 years old, we don't say the secret, just in case. We need to help to get you back. But he had a very interesting technique, how to teach parents. What it costs is a cigarette pack. You know, the guy, the father buys him a street day, he buys him cars, he takes him to skiing, and nothing helps. And that guy with a couple bars of cigarettes, so this is his method, he got an idea how to do it. It's not the point now, but the aside is, the father does a lot. While the kid does not want to owe his life for his father, for A to Z reasons, he only sees the bad. The guy is not a makir toiv. The horayah to the gas station, he does everything. I'll tell you, I have a father. I told you once, it's my son, but my father is one of the most chashuv yidden in the world. And everything, and I mean, there's Hashem, and Musa, and Machshava, Chochem. I listen to him, Alamo. But, so my father was very sick. From the beginning of Elul, till beginning of this man, his intensive care, respirators. I climb on the wall. He would have to try to help him. It's not the doctor's ready, you know, we're already sitting near the bed, he's 85 years old, there's no lungs anymore, everything was gone then. And I really, you know, the doctor, I think that Phyllis made everything. I did a lot of mishtabas, connections with people, doctors, cost me hundreds. Hashem, my father became better. So my father called me over after he became better, and he told me that a person is chayv in kibud avei. Why a person is chayv in kibud avei? Zeras HaKosuv, Hashem said. And also, Oviv Mevi'oi Lechai Oilo Mazeh. I feel I'm Chuyiv Kibud after you. You brought me back to this world. Yeah. It's very powerful words to a father, 85 years old, Choshevi, to tell his son. So, what I answer is that, what do you answer if your father would say? Think a second before. So I asked my father, I said, I think it's the nicest words in the world that a kid could hear from his father. So you paid me. You know, it's the fact that you told me that, I'm full. You don't have to do it. My father never mentioned it again. I have a lot of siblings, everyone helped. But what my father did really, he fully wanted to be makir toif to what I did. I'm not saying you saved me, you helped me, thank you very much. You said you did everything. Ma'atzim, I brought you to this world, you also brought me. We're holding in the same place. The father never mentioned again, never said thank you again. This is it, he said it. What he did really, he was fully makir toif. It's more from a million thank yous. A million thank yous, a million thank yous. You know, a million thank yous, a million kisses, and a million hugs. And you could say a fully akalas atoif. And the other guy knows that it's true. And you pay him completely. And mak you completely. That. This is it. This is a fully akalas atoif. A thank you in life, not every time is a fully akalas atoif. A person cannot, they say with one of the G'dayim, someone was throwing stones on someone. So he asked the guy, what favor you did to this guy that he's throwing on you stones? It's a famous zog. What is the pshat in that famous zog? What favor he did to you that you're throwing on your stones? Why, if you do a favor to someone, he has to throw on your stones. Why? You see it in life, by the way, yeah? Why? He can owe you his life. So because he can't owe you his life, but he owes you his life. So there's a very easy way, and this is the tenor of the person, he finds why when you do something bad to him and you become his enemy. Because he cannot be meshubah to you, so he does the opposite. This is kafui toiva. He throws on your rocks. He throws on your stones. A person has to learn. There's a famous story in Chazal, they bring it down, that, well, if it's a Chazal, it's not a Chazal, it's more down, or the Rebbe's. But that, you know, someone had an old grandfather in his house, and the grandfather, and he was old and he was dirty, and the father threw him out of the house. And he was sitting outside in the street, and he was cold and he was freezing. And the grandson was walking in the street, and he saw his grandfather in the street freezing in the cold. He said, Zadie, why are you freezing? He said, your father threw me out in the street, and I'm freezing. So he went home and told his father, I met Zadie outside, he's freezing, it's cold outside, we need to get him a coat. So the father told his son, go up to the attic, there's an old coat there, you can give it to the grandfather. So the kid goes up, and he takes his time. So the father wonders, well, what the kid is doing upstairs in the attic for such a long time. So the father goes up and he sees the kid. One of the biggest rabbis later. I was not saying the name because I'm not sure if I remember correct. With a scissor cutting the cut to two. So he told him, you know, I'm giving him his old coat, but you're cutting it to two, you know, it'd be nothing. So the kid said, no, I'm keeping the other half. When you will be old, and I can send my kid to give it to you. So the father went down. Went to his room for 5 minutes and he went and he called his grandfather back into the house. What was the message? The message is, you can't believe that I will do it to you. Why you could do it to your grandfather, to your father. That was the message the kid gave to his father. A lot of times, young King Goliath come to speak to me about their parents, even some Bach, a bit more of them. You know, the father is like this, the father is like this, the father does to me this. You know, I don't want to call him, I don't want to speak to him. I asked my rabbi, he told me it's not good to have shaykhs to him, etc., etc., etc. like full betimeness, why they want to not listen to the parents, not to go back to Yom Tov to the parents, to live in Eretz Yisrael, not to live back in America, not to go to be with the in-laws for Yom Tov. Everyone knows all these stupid stories. So if people tell me that, I say, I just want to write down the details. And I take a paper and I write down the details, and I ask for his name and his phone number and his passport number. I might write down the whole story. And they ask me why. I said, that's Hashem. In 25 years, when your kids will come to ask me if they have to have shaykhs to you, I will also tell them better not to go home for Shabbos, better not to go back for Yom Tov. You know, it's not, they're mixing in too much in your life. It's better you could shtag better yourself. What is the pshat? Why that is the strongest musa? Because the pshat, you're not visioning the same thing in the same way. You're not looking at it in the same in the right eyes. You think, my kids, I love them, I'll do everything for them. Your parents also taught the same thing. Doesn't make a difference where they failed, where they mixed. They will also fail. By the way, no one with your parents fail, but you fail by the kids. It's Baruch Kuminus. Yeah? It's Baruch Kuminus. The same way Chazal say, Mishel makir b'tivosu shel chaveiroi, eino makir b'tivosu shel mokir. Why? Hashem does the same thing. A person in Lamazonia will be blind. He will be in a camp, Chas v'Shalom. With his eyes, he can't see. And he will daven and daven and daven, and Hashem will open his eyes and he can see. He will daven, I owe you everything. But every day he sees. So that he doesn't take. Or that he says, the whole world sees, so why I have to think about seeing? Now before I'm answering you, what is the answer to that? When a guy is not used to having a koras atoiv, so the first thing is, he doesn't, instead of seeing, maybe I owe the Ribbono Shel Olam everything, he right away says, but he gives it to everyone, so there's no reason to say thank you to me. A person that gets used to the makir toif, in the end, he's makir toif to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's makir toif to his parents. I want to tell you, the midah of a koras atoiv is something that if you don't work on, not that you don't have it. Listen carefully. There's no musa to say, I will be parav. If you don't work on it, not only that you don't have it, you don't see it and you deny it. There's no guy to say, I'm not a super makitoiv, but I'm not so bad. No, you're bad. Because a koras atoiv is so powerful that power can make a gzeira only if he denies it. Only if he denies it. See, a lot of times I go to American prison. It's something that I hate to do. Americans, young American guys that live there, they all have a baby. Some of them do even if he's doing Seder. But that's not what they do during Seder. That's a different opera. And then they get up and they say, thank yous. But also, you get up, you say the drosha and learn it. Thank yous, you send the card. And with them, it's easier. Instead of the drosha, you know, 50% is why the name, and the other 50% is a thank you. And then maybe something that they heard somewhere 20 years ago. But Lamashan, that's the Bazundo Shmuz, yeah? The drosha is not for saying thank you. The drosha is not for that. They can later. The reason he's given the days is to say Shkulter, not to say thank you, and not to say why he decided to pick the name. No one's much interested to know why he decided to pick the name. Mamash doesn't know his business, yeah? So here's another guy that the name was given to him. So there's a Melichana game. Chalikah and Maspitza. But, and they start to thank people. The main thank you is that neighbor that does the meals for the last 7 days. They will never manage without him. Or even the mother that came to be with the mother-in-law that came to be with him and mama's looking after the baby for 8 days. Normally when I hear this drasha, I want to get up and leave. His parents brought him up for 20 years. But he was also a baby. They were awake with him also. They took care of him for 20 years. His in-laws took care of his wife for 20 years. The neighbor now made meals for 8 days. Mamish, thank you very much. Sure. I said to the guy says, oh, you don't have a kosa toif. Well, a kosa toif, they send you chicken for 8 days. I'm not saying you use a kosa toif. But it has to be divided, like my parents to talk about for 50 hours, and then maybe to speak about the neighbor. And listen, good what I'm telling you. You'll be in Simchas and you will see it. You'll vomit. I'm telling you, you see normal people doing it. What is that? Not that they don't thank the parents, but to all thank you for the guy that is really helping you now, it's very easy to relate to. That guy helped you, thank you very much. It's very easy. I owe him everything. How much is it? Nothing. For 7 days, chicken. To owe your parents what you owe them, it's unlimited. I will give back all my money in my life. I will never manage to spend what they spend for me. I only see that they're selfish. I only see that they're doing it for themselves. They want cover. They want the kids to be successful. All the shtusim that you have in your head. Now, it doesn't mean that your parents are not suffering from problems. It doesn't take away from that cause of time. Moshe Rabbeinu starts the parsha. This is Be'etzim what is happening the whole time. Moshe comes to Midian. They tell him, Ish Mitzri Hitzilonu. Chazal say the Medrash, because he killed the Mitzri, he has to come here. So he went, why is Moshe Ish Mitzri? Moshe is Ish Ivri. Chazal say, because he hit the Mitzri, and he had to run away from the Mitzri, Hitzilonu. What is it? Again, the message is we have a Koras HaToiv so wide. Moshe can't hit the water saved him. Remigash says, what, the water owes something, the water feels? You have to work on a Koras HaToiv so much that you can't even hit the water. This is the Pashas. The water doesn't feel. Boshu Shotisa al Tizrek Boyevet. Chazal are training us. How a Koras HaToiv has to be. He can't throw the sand. The sand helped him to hide the guy. Can he help? He can't hide the sand. But I owe so much, I can't. That is the mahus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is, he tells, Naroshe lo motake raecho. Moshe is the son of power, the stepson. A Mitzri is starting up with Klali, so Moshe is getting rid of him. Thank you, Moshe. Moshe is going out of the king of the house and he's trying to stop the Mitzri. That's the Ochen Noida Adovo. I realize why we're in Golos, Moshe says. Moshe is the opposite. It's called Kuli Akorasatoy. We have to work on a Koras HaToiv. We have to work on a Koras HaToiv. If a person doesn't work on a Koras HaToiv, he doesn't have it. He doesn't have it. And you will see in life. Now, and I'll say Eitza and I'll say Lemais. Eitza Toiv is if you will start to be Makir Toiv. And you will train yourself. This is an Eitzah for life. You will have a different life in your marriage and a different life with your kids. Because if you are Makir Toiv, your wife, your kids will love to do you favors. Because you're Makir Toiv. You know, when my father said this line to me, yeah, I was overshot, I was overpowered, you know. I mean, my father means a lot to me. But I realized, before my father said it to me, you know, it was a couple of days, and I was trying to explain to him how sick he was. My attention really was that he will know how big was the nest. I really meant Lashem Shemayim, yeah? After he told it to me, I realized like the Beis Halevi, I stopped to tell him how sick he was. I realized for sure I was telling him to realize the ness. The best thing I wanted him to chap, what I did, yeah? Not that I did it for that purpose, but in the back of my head, like, you know, 500 miles in, Yeah, the nigi ulai lo yisoy v'oish al aleches bas hoyso eliezer v'ulai shmo. My father told me, it's complete. Thank you very much, I thank you. I didn't feel even a need to express that I did something to him, right? Because he completed to me. He completed to me. So I don't need to say more when I'm doing behind the scenes. When I'm doing more, when I'm doing less, it's not again. When a person is makir toiv, the person is not busy the whole time trying to show. The person has opportunity to be makir toiv to his parents. It's an avoido to get used to become a makir toiv. It's an avoido. It doesn't come anywhere. Chazal say, we have to make a toy on the Shaseinu, Shemasilaseinu, Minachet, and the Godless B'neinu. When we think about it, this is the thank you to the wife, because of her, not Mahara, because she, someone takes care of the kids. It sounds cheap. It sounds matzudazach. I was a bocher, I thought maybe when I get married, I understand it, and I also didn't understand it. It stays in the same stage. But that is because you're not a makir toiv. If you're a makir toiv, and every bit you're fully makir toiv. Now Chazal say, I call us a toiv, umakir b'toivosei shel mokem is the same thing. It's the same nekuda. If Melech Mitzrayim, for the reasons that he had, what is the oh, cause of Tev to Yosef? Try to think. So what if Yosef, someone will tell you that America, you know, saved the Jewish people 100 years ago. Because of that, you will not speak against Trump. Because of that, you will not read the book. I can't read English, so I don't know. So, I started to be a Hebrew one day. Yeah? You hope it's a cause of Tev. Nothing. So what? Yosef helped Mitzrayim. So what? Chazal say, a melech that decided to shecht kids, if he will recognize the history, he will never do it. We will know the history and we will do it, right? Because Chazal understands in that days, when a person understands that person saved the Egypt, saved the Mitzrayim, he can't do it. We are so far from a cause of birth. By us, we are so weak in it, we don't even have to cover it. It's covered. Say it so. When we had think bad, but. Some will tell you, oh, I caused a theft to America. I'm not saying, I don't know, I'm not. You say, but you know how many bad things they did? Right away, that'll be the answer. Try to go to stop a guy and say, I hear the shmuel, you have to make a theft to America. Yeah, I say, stop. Sugar the American, mapitom, and America is worse, and they did this, and this, and this, and this. Why? This is us. We don't have a musig, we don't have a kol ha-satay. Say the chazanish, this is what they say, Tom Harris. He was a vice minister in Israel, he was the head of the army. He gave him a bracha for Arichas Yomim, he lived like 100. Because he's the one, the first one that signed that Yeshua Bochim don't have to go to the army. The guy was not Shem HaShabbos. The guy spoke against Kodesh Yisrael. Terrible guy. And he was then in the army in Ben Gurion, and he was masking the side. You know how many things the army did not do good? Over the streets, you see what was going on. Okay? Arguments. Long Hashem, yeah? Hakol HaSatoyv, Chazanish also Magus. It's Betera. And it doesn't happen to Eilof. It doesn't happen to Eilof. But if you train yourself to be a Makir Toif, to owe, and not to cover it but not owing, you become a different person. Thank you. and eventually you become a Maimi. Koifa Matuivosa Shel Chaveiroi, Koifa Matuivosa Shel Mokar. That is the way it works. So you don't have to start Dafka Beribono Shel Olam, but start with a Kohanas HaTov. Start with a Kohanas HaTov. The guy was nice to you. He was good to you. Reach Toiv Oimer, Kol Masher Oso Bala Bayis Mer Oso Elo Bishvili. Reach Rama Oimer, Kol Masher Oso Bala Bayis Bishvilo Yoso. I don't understand. What is the truth? He stole the meal for me, or he stole the meal because he wants a Bachim not to learn and sing the whole night in his house? Well, why brings it? Why makes a suit? He wants to take care of boys, or he just wants to have a matzah? What is the emes? I know the emes. I want to go into it. So, but what is the shaykh to reach toiv or reach ra? Say emes, a shakram. The answer is, there's two things. You know, when you do a good maisa, you help someone. Mamash mil shem shemayim. Kacha kacha, right? You look at it and the best guy. You want him to look at the best guy. Huh? Every time it's both. The guy learns kol atir kulo. Why? Shem shemayim. Also, he wants to be a chashev guy. Both things are happening the whole time in all of our life. Someone is the biggest tzaddik. You know, someone gives him a lot of money to smoke. Okay, say he wants covet. Yeah, when you go up in the desk and you sing, why you sing? He also wants COVID. Well, what's the difference? No. If he gives $1 million and he wants COVID, it's terrible. But if you sing, then you're allowed to. Yeah? If he wants COVID from his money, it's terrible. But if you play a ball and you want to win, then it's better go. Why? What is the difference? A Reach Toiv sees the whole time. Forget about his cheshbonos. He looks on the good part of it. He did the good for me. The reach ra sees the other part. Now, both parts are true. And they don't take away from each other. They don't take away from each other. I had a discussion with someone. It's the second memory I'm about to finish. Some people drink this. I don't like it. I can say it. I don't like it. I don't like it and I don't drink it. I don't like it. They have whiskey that costs $100, $200, $300. I don't know if you know, they're very expensive ones. So chashuva people, they give a chashuva whiskey to someone else to drink. And the other person drinks and he says, givaldik. That's misprost, yeah? Why do you like to drink expensive whiskey? Why? You like it? It's gishmak. So imagine going to a festive restaurant and eating something like for $1,000. Wow, gishmak. So you take a little thing and say, wow, give me for the better one. What exactly? Well, why is it give me for the better one? Why? It's gishmak. It costs a lot of money. Well, why not? Well, it's not a prosthetic piece. What are you doing? Why not? Explain to me, why not? No, it's a becoming gazach. It's a becoming gazach. Because you're doing something that costs $50 to cover the kazakh. $1,000. What now? So tell me, you know, because you don't like whiskey, you look at it like that. So you look whiskey, maybe you're not looking at it like that. So I said, for sure I'm not looking at it like that. But it doesn't make that it's not like that. Now every part has two parts. Someone that Mamash doesn't like it looks and he doesn't understand why people are like not embarrassed to go to a place and it's, no, I like this one, it's good. It's like, oh, I love the meat. Yeah, Choshev guy will say that. You think he's a prosta guy? This is what he said. But this, where's the one that costs $1 million? Oh, give me a piece of that meat. Take another schnapp? Yeah? That's me a bochum that shrimp become shikr. There's a different sach, yeah? But the talent is, everything is too low. So you could look at the guy that is giving it. I'm a prosta guy that is busy with expensive whiskeys. A guy that is mechabed oil. And we start both things are true. Reach tov ma'orim, reach ra ma'orim. We have to learn to appreciate. And kimat everything in life is like that. And I'm saying it starts with parents, it starts with friends. The guy gets you into a deer. Then you don't like him, and then you're the one that helped to kick that guy out of the deer. You know how it happens? Again, could be he deserves to be thrown out, but if you would have a kol ha'tayim, Moshe Rabbeinu can't hit the oil. We need to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, but he can't hit the oil. What do you mean the oil saved him? The oil saved him when the Mitzrayim wanted to kill him. The whole Mitzrayim deserves to be destroyed. But the oil saved him. I'm not saying now not to kick the guy out of the deer or not, but that you will not manage to sleep if you have to do it. Could be that is the reason you want to kick him out, because you can't fall asleep. But that is the mahus we have to hold. And again, if you don't work in it, then you become the opposite. You only find the bad about the guy.
That is, goes to a big